Well, hello there. I am Heather Newman, and this is the Hashtag Get Unstuck podcast, episode number 195. Today, we're going to be talking about friendship realities that might be unveiled, why some friends don't support you.
You're listening to the Hashtag Get Unstuck podcast, your go-to source for all things health and fitness transformation, with certified nutrition coach and specialist turned online fitness planning mentor, Heather Newman. Heather's goal is to empower women like you to take control of your overall health and fitness strategy. Tune in each week for a realistic approach as she shares tips and tools to glitter your soul and add sparkle to your life. Let's get unstuck. You are not a treat. So let's learn to move, change, and find true happiness by creating a vision and living your dreams. For blog posts, exclusive offers, fitness strategies, monthly VIP challenges, at-home workout plans, and more, be sure to subscribe to glitteryou.com. Now tighten that ponytail, embrace a more fulfilled and positive approach to life, and let's get happy. Here's your host, Heather Newman.
Hello there, my beautiful tone babes. Welcome back to the Hashtag Get Unstuck podcast, a podcast for all you ladies in the second half of life who are ready to take responsibility for your own well-being and create a life that you love living. I am here to help motivate women just like you to look good and feel fabulous in this second half of life. I am your host, Heather Newman, and after spending the first 48 years of my life being a complete people pleaser and living with a scarcity mindset, I was stuck and ready for a change. I reinvented myself, I stopped outsourcing my happiness, and I've been brave enough to live a different kind of life. I will be here each week to help you do the exact same thing. So grab your headset or your earbuds, lace up those sneakers, tighten that ponytail, and let's do this. It's going to be a lot of fun.
What is going on? I hope you're having a fabulous week so far. Can you believe that Easter is actually this month? Like, it's usually in April, isn't it? I don't know, but we did have the time change. This is a good thing. We have longer days. The sun is shining a little bit longer. I love that. But hey, you guys, before I forget, I want to tell you about the 7 habits that changed my life back in 2017. I know I sound like a broken record, but before I hit the age of 50, I'm now 54. If you have had or been a part of the Tone and Tan online studio, or if you have had the Brain Dump and IM notebooks, you can find them all on Amazon, then you already have an idea of what these are that I consistently and continuously speak about. You have probably already seen the impacts that they have in your own life. And if you're new here, hi, hello, I created the I Am and Brain Dump notebooks to help you get started the same way that I did. There are 7 fundamentals of Tone Babe wellness, and I've been putting these into practice now since 2017. I finally started sharing my Daily Unleashed habits, planners, journals, and notebooks in 2020 with my team and community. And it really helped completely change and transform our ability to stay in the game, to show up, and to continue to stay motivated. When I don't feel motivated, these 7 habits are my exact routine, and I rely on them every single day. So the planner, Brain Dump, and I Am Affirmations notebooks are super simple to use. They're like a drawn-out map for you to use. They're such a huge part of my daily habits of 7. I call it my DAHO 7. DAHO 7. I teach these DAHO 7 habits to each and every Tone Babe inside of the Tone online studio at toneandtan.com. You can ask any of them how they have impacted their lives just by simply using this framework. The DAHO 7 can be used by anyone in any season of life. The biggest thing that I actually see when I speak with women in my one-on-one coaching sessions is how confused they are with just too much noise. So many different opinions. It's like overload. And basically what happens, they feel like they need to follow these certain routines. And 99% of the time, they're just confused, get overwhelmed, and they just shut down because it's just too much. And I can help you with this so you don't feel that way, that overwhelm. I was there once too. All right. As I talk about these daily habits of seven here, I truly believe that these are the fundamentals of wellness for most people. However, if these aren't going to work for you, then I can help you with that. Let's figure out a framework that will work for you to make you feel happy, healthier, and strong. It's about consistency. And with my daily habits of seven method, and by using these simple tools that I just told you about over on Amazon, once they actually become part of your everyday routine, it's like a new life. It's a lifestyle of habits, and that is where the true benefit is. So I like to use these as stacked habits. It's not so much that each on their own will change your life, but more that the consistency of all of them combined, and you'll get there at your own pace. We're not going to do this overnight, but stacked all together will get you off the roller coaster. It will get you out of that yo-yo cycle. If you were born in the generation that I was, it has been a freaking roller coaster. So be sure to join me at glitteryou.com and toneandten.com to like kickstart your body into feeling fabulous. If you're ready to get in shape, I'm here for you. I'll go at your pace. I meet you where you are. I hope that these mini stackable habits that I teach help you, and know that I am sending you so much love. Let's get into it. All right, we're going to dive into it today. This is not a topic that I would usually talk about, but I listened to Mel Robbins. I don't know if you're a fan of hers. I love Mel Robbins, and I love Trent. I think it's Trent Shelton. He used to play football. He was a professional football player. He just released his new book, and I haven't gotten it yet, but I definitely want to get that. And the book that I'm currently reading is How to Be a Badass, or You Are a Badass, with Jen Sincero. If you haven't read that book, I read it back in 2018, and I'm reading it again because it's that good. All right, today we're talking about friendship realities that might be unveiled. And if you feel like your gut is like, what is going on? I feel like this person doesn't support me. We're going to talk today about why some friends or people that you consider your friends don't support you, or why it feels like they don't support you. So just know that your gut is usually onto something, right? Like where there's smoke, there's usually fire, but don't take it personally. And that's where Mel Robbins kind of comes in with her wisdom. We're going to talk today about unwrapping the realness. It was definitely inspired by a podcast that she did, and it was just friendly conversation. I'm going to talk to you today like your coach and just a friend or partner. So welcome back. This is episode 195, and we're calling it Friendship Realities Unveiled: Why Some Friends Don't Support You. Get ready for some genuine talk. Let's dive in. So let's start by getting real and talking about the ones you see, the friends you see, that, and it could be on social media, it could be in real life, it could be in any capacity that you entertain. But let's talk about the ones, the friends that you see that aren't showing up or aren't showing you the support you thought that they would, or the support that you feel you would give them in similar maybe milestones. Like, I don't know, you guys. Consider this according to psychologists and experts like Mel Robbins. Maybe they aren't happy with their own life. And this is number one. We're going to talk about five different reasons or realities that maybe some of your friends don't support you. Number one, and again, this is backed by psychology and some other professionals in this field and experts like Mel Robbins. So maybe they aren't happy with their own life. Like, life is a bit of a roller coaster. We know that. That's what life is. There's good, there's bad. Without bad, there's no good. Without, you know, Without bad, there's no good. Without good, there's no bad. We have to have both. We have to have both of them to appreciate each of them. So sometimes it's tough to throw confetti for others when your own ride feels a bit like just meh, you know? Mel Robbins does talk a lot about these truth bombs. I'm not going to dive into it as deep as she does, but you're welcome to go listen to her podcast on this exact topic. Sometimes it's not about you. It's about their journey of self-love. So no big confetti being thrown or needed. Let's just be reminded that maybe they are having some struggles and they just are not happy in their own life. Number two, it could be, and we have to be, you know, real here and recognize that it could be envy or jealousy. We've all done the dance with that green-eyed monster, if you want to call it that. But here's the superhero move. Offer a hand. Like, share your success story and offer help if you know a friend is envious or jealous or feels like they're wanting to do something the same. Don't let it be about crushing it all by yourself. Build your own little squad, even if it's a team of two, and show your support in a moment that you feel like a friend is envious or jealous. If you're good enough friends, you're going to be able to have those hard conversations. But I feel like if you've been coaching with me for a while, or if you've been with me for a while, even in a fitness capacity, you know that we're all about uplifting others. And when women support women, it's not about being catty or envious or gossip. It's truly being sincerely happy for the other person. And if you are not that person, if you find yourself that you're not feeling that feeling, there's nothing wrong with you. It just takes practice to do a little bit more self-love and to really get to the root of why am I not, or why is that person not supporting me, or why do I not feel like I want to support this friend? I have a great example. Yesterday, I was talking to a good friend of mine, someone who works in the industry, and she's a little bit newer to training. And she has an opportunity being thrown at her. I'm not going to say her name because it's her story, but in that moment, she told me about something that was very private, very personal, very exciting coming down the pipeline, an opportunity for her. And my genuine response was, oh my God, I am so excited for you. If this happens, I will be the first one to buy this and I want you to sign it. That's literally what I said, because I know that when I publish my first book, The 7-Day Sugar Detox, that's what I was thinking my friends would do. I thought all my friends would be like, oh my God, Heather, I'm not on the same kind of fitness journey as you, but I am so going to support your efforts and your hard work. I'm going to buy a copy and I want you to sign it. I literally thought that's what I would get. And I just didn't receive that. I just didn't receive that. And I was not only hurt, I took it personally. And then I really had to do some work, some inner work, to understand that maybe it wasn't about they just didn't support my efforts. Maybe, I don't know. I couldn't take it personally, right? Like, let's just take it with a grain of salt and understand that maybe there was that little bit of they aren't happy with their own life, or they're going through something hard, or whatever it is. I had to take it off of they're not me. Just because I would have said, oh my God, that's amazing, I'm going to buy the first copy and I want you to sign it, that's the kind of friend that I am. But we all express our excitement, I guess you would say, in different ways. So again, if someone that is a friend of yours, if you feel like they are envious or jealous and they're genuinely a friend, be brave enough to have the conversation and offer help if they're wanting to succeed something similar or to obtain something like you did, okay? Number three, Maybe the friend just has difficulty expressing their emotions. Some people are like little mystery novels. And when it comes to feelings, like if your friend's high fives seem like a secret little handshake, look for those alternative signals, like a virtual hug or a heart emoji. Like those may be their way of expressing a high five. Communication is a two-way street, and let's just keep it real. If they're a good friend, you're going to be able to have the hard conversations. Maybe they just have difficulty expressing those emotions. Number four, maybe, and I mentioned this briefly, maybe they are going through a hard time. Like, life is crazy, it's a wild ride, and sometimes your friend might be on a different roller coaster. So, just be the superhero sidekick friend and offer a listening ear, or at least extend that ear or even that shoulder if you think maybe you're not being supported because maybe, possibly, they're going through something hard. So, let them know that you were excited about whatever happened in your life and you saw that they didn't show quite the same equal excitement and you just wanted to know, are they going through something hard right now? And then number five, maybe that friend feels unsupported by you. Maybe it's time again for some real talk. Have we been the ultimate cheerleader for them? If not, own it, acknowledge it, and turn up the volume on being the friend that can be the one that they can count on for support, but you also would like that support reciprocated. And then both of you could have that conversation as to what that looks like in those moments. Just like the example I told you, I have a friend that might be in a publication, and I said, I will be the first one. Like, I will buy it. I want you to sign it. If you make it in there, I think that's amazing. It's a new opportunity for her. How exciting is that? And that's really, I guess, what I would have liked to been reciprocated in the beginning with who I thought were my very close-knit friends in my journey of becoming an author. You know? So I acknowledge all five of these. I get it. But if you're truly friends, not just acquaintances, not just, you know, someone on social media. Those are the ones that really cheer the loudest, honestly. Like, thank you for the positivity and the good vibes that come from communities on social media. That is definitely a plus, because some of the biggest high fives I've ever gotten and the biggest support have not only been like inside of me coaching and training these ladies, but it's also been from afar, just someone who's like, that's super cool that you did that. I'm so proud of you. And thanks for trying to help other people. Oh my goodness gracious. Don't take it personally, you guys. If you're feeling like you need to have a conversation with a friend, just do it. Just put on your big girl panties, tighten that ponytail, and have the conversation. And you'll know if you're just in a different season of life, and that's to be expected. We are meant to grow as humans. You may outgrow a certain friendship in a certain season, but if they're truly your friend, they'll always be there. I have some friends that I grew up with that are truly my best of friends. If I needed something, these are the people that knew me when I was little, like 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, all the way like through middle school. These are the ones that lived on my block. These are the ones that I played with in the neighborhood. Those friends, we swam at the country club. Those friends will forever be my friends that I don't need to babysit. I don't need to talk to them every single day of my life. I don't need to, like, make sure that we're still friends, right? Like, those are not those kind of friends. These are the friends that no matter how much distance, no matter how much time, I know that they will always hold a special place in my heart, and I could have these hard conversations with them. All right, that kind of wraps up what we wanted to touch on today. If you're feeling like this kind of conversation and these thoughts are something that you would like to participate in, like learning a new way of thinking and living, like good vibes and be surrounded around people that are definitely uplifting, I want to invite you to join our free walking community at glitteru.com. It's the spot for positive energy, good vibes, and a laid-back community. And hey, if you're on Instagram, please follow me at GlitterU. Check out the links on GlitterU on Instagram for all of my current offers that I have going on. No pressure, just good vibes. Come on over. As we wind down this pod chat through the ideas of friendship and dynamics, remember that we're all in this game of life together. So share the love, celebrate the victories, and just keep it real. Don't waste your time on gossip and talking ugly about people and taking things so personally. All right, you guys, stay tuned for more down-to-earth episodes on the Hashtag Get Unstuck podcast, where we're all about keeping it kind of chill and breaking free from the chains of ordinary living. I hope that you have a fantastic day, and I will talk to you next time.
Well, hey there, fitness friends and queens. Looking for a game-changing workout experience that goes beyond the ordinary in the second half of life? I was too. So this is your Total Tone solution. It is called toneandtone.com, your ultimate destination for feeling happy, healthy, and strong. And let's face it, that's what we're all looking for, along with some motivation. So imagine having the perfect calendar, a personalized schedule, and a roadmap to sculpt those dreamy muscles, and having a coach or personal trainer in your back pocket. It's a simple workout of the day if you choose, or you can choose something that you want to do a little bit more often, less often, however it fits into your lifestyle. It's a clear roadmap to your success. You drive at your own pace. So at toneandtone.com, we're not just about the workouts. We're about creating an empowering, realistic journey, healthy lifestyle, just for you to feel in shape. If you're worried about nailing those exercises, fear not. We have a mini few second video of demos that can be viewed on your phone or your laptop. Break it down step by step, ensuring that you are on point every single time. Watching your form, watching your balance, watching your control, just to make sure you don't ever hyperextend or hurt anything. We don't want to do that. So take the Tone Babe VIP workout anywhere, even to your local gym, or even if you want to try like I did, I took it into Hotworks for an unbeatable session. Just ask anyone who's tried our latest six-pack ab workout. It's like, mwah, perfection. So magic doesn't stop there. I want you to visit glitteru.com/samples for the 100% good for you supplements that I've been using since 2017, before I was about to turn the age of 50. I'm currently 54, almost 55, and I've got some exclusive discount codes in there that are waiting just for you. Head on over to toneandtone.com and choose your path, whether it's the full experience, the month-to-month calendars and challenges, or the simplest PDF. You can print it out and do the DIY version. Here's the scoop, though. The full VIP experience, you get the most bang for your buck, of course. You'll get it all. Treated like the queen that you are, you get the accountability, the free push coaches, and the community, all from the comfort of your home or from your device. So that's where the real magic happens. Join us on a fitness journey like no other. I created this for women like you, by me, because I needed it and I knew I wasn't alone. So visit toneandtone.com now. I'm going to spell it out. It's TONEN10.com.
Hey, friend. Thank you so much for listening to Heather's Get Unstuck podcast. Her goal is to help as many women as possible, and if this episode helped you in any way, you can directly impact Heather's efforts by simply sharing a screenshot of this to your social media or team. Also, if you're looking for additional support, feel free to find Heather on Instagram at GlitterU, her website at www.glitteru.com, and or join the free Get Unstuck community Facebook group.